It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
Good day and welcome to another edition of Blockchain Business, where we seek to break down international developments in money, technology and finance and make them relevant to the ordinary citizen. There is a saying, some may count their friends on one hand. Well, it's time to say farewell to the Cuban Brigade of Nurses who came to Barbados' rescue at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic 3 years ago. When Barbados needed friends, it turned to the Spanish-speaking island of Cuba, a country with whom it has had strong relations since independence in 1966. Barbados, under its first leader, Errol Barrow, and subsequent leaders, has pursued a diplomatic policy of friends of all, satellites of none. There were some suspicious, uninformed diplomats who wondered in the early days of independence whether Barbados's socialist stance might be taking the island towards a Cuban-style government. The bombing of the Cuban airliner Flight 455 off Barbados's west coast 57 years ago has served to cement the strong ties Bridgetown shares with Havana. When Barbados needed friends to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic, including nurses and financial support, it also found friends in India, Ghana, and Caribbean countries such as Jamaica and the Inter-American Development Bank. Cuba continues to face financial sanctions from Washington, much in the same way millions of dollars due to Putin's Russia were held by Washington following the war in Ukraine, which began more than a year ago, as a financially strapped country whose economy has depended on sugar. Cuba has, however, achieved global recognition in the area of health. Rather than have to pay $5,000 or more for a cataract surgery in Barbados, some Barbadians have made it to Havana and had eye surgery done virtually free of cost. Perhaps this could be another area of mutual diplomatic collaboration in health. Amid the economic embargo, Cubans living abroad have found ways to support themselves through remittances. Remittances are money sent from friends and relatives living and working overseas to support counterparts at home. For the Cubans, it is their third highest source of national revenue. Another interesting development is that Cuba has seen a steady growth in the number of residents who benefit from Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, perhaps another area of collaboration. But for now, we say to the Cuban nurses, muchísimas gracias and hasta luego. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Biz to be interesting and informative, you know what to do. Stay tuned for another edition on the Starcom Network of Stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.